सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्।
So with the grace of Lord and blessings of entire Guru Parampara, we are starting today Narad Bhakti Sutra. Narad, the moment we listen this name, we think something, a person, normally people don't keep Narad also, name of any child Narad. Rarely you will find. In Sannyasi and Brahmachari also, we don't find Naradananda, Swami Naradananda. Or Brahmachari Narad Chaitanya, because people think Narad is a character who creates problems, you know, it's problem. But it's not like that. He's a very popular person in our Puran and Veda, very popular. In Bhagavad Puran, it is seen that he is born out of sankalpa of his father Brahmaji. Brahmaji. Just by sankalp. First by Manasputra, first Manasputra of Brahmaji are Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, four Kumaras we say. And then Brahmaji said, now you go and start creation. Get married, have progeny. They said, nahi karega. First dose, disobedience by the children to father started from there. So don't get angry on your children if they don't disobey. Started from there. They said, no, we don't want to get married. We are Gyan Margis. But father, he was calm and quiet outside. But inside, he was very angry. Brahmaji, my children, they are not obeying me. And out of that anger, from here came Rudra. And to the Rudra, he said, okay, you start creation. So they started creation and that was all disturbance. They started destroying creation. Then Narada said, come here. They all came, obeyed. Sit down in meditation. They sat in meditation. Then he created 10 sieges. Marichi, Pulastha, Pulha, Krutu, and one of them was Narad. Out of these 10 sages, 9 got married to 9 daughters of Devuti. Naradji, one thing more to be noted, Naradji did not even attend their marriage. 9 people married, went back. We have seen always Naradji carrying this veena, always played music, loves music. And when he sings his bhajans with his veena, it's immortal bhajans. Once what happened, he was seeing a dance of Rambha, Apsara Rambha, and a passion arose in him. Father came to know, he said, go and be born as a Sudra. And in one of the kalpa, Narad was born as a Dasi Putra. It comes in Bhagavad, it comes in Vishnu, Purana also. But there are different stories there. In Bhagavad, it is said he was born as a Dasi Putra and his mother was a maid servant. So once upon a time in Chaturmas in the rainy season, the saint and sages, they don't roam around because of the rainy seasons is very bad. So therefore, they all try to stay in one place and do satsang, bhajan kirtan or sharing their knowledge. So Narada's mother used to serve the utensils and all that for that satsang or that family. And Narada also used to serve. He will sit, he will listen to all the stories. He was not even 5 years old at that time, or maybe 1-2 years more. And he heard also the knowledge of Chatushlokiya Bhagavat, which was given to Naraji by saint seeing his service. They thought he is eligible for that. Chatushlokiya Bhagavat also is given. After that, when he was about 6-7 years old, something like that, his mother died because of a snake bite. Narada ji did not cry. See the effect of satsang. He did not cry. What he started thinking, this is an opportunity Lord has given to me to become 100% time should be given to bhakti. And he started remembering Lord, continuously meditated on Lord. And one day he got a glimpse of the Lord also. But that glimpse disappeared in a few moments. And he was very much restless. At that time, Akashvani happened. I gave you my vision and disappear so that your longing becomes more and more intense and mind will be purified faster. Akashvani said also that you are not going to get my darshan again, but this longing should continue. You continue to remember me. And he did that. In the next janma, he became Devarsi Narad. So Dasi Putra Narad become Devarsi now, because of his sadhana done in the earlier life. Some say it is a Devadatta Bina. Some say this Bina was invented by Narada ji. But we should not go into all these controversies. But it's a Bina. Narada ji used to play that and sing the glories of the Lord. So Narada is the giver of bhakti, is the giver of jnana, and he always sees that the person gets moksha. Is that the ultimate goal is that the person goes either by bhakti or jnana or by, even he will tell, commit this pap so that you are early liberated. So depending on the person, he will tell you the sadhana. It's not one straight that, okay, you will always is doing Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. No. Depending on the quality of the bhakta, he will give sadhana. So what is the meaning of Narada? Naram dadati iti Narad. You write down all these definitions. Many definitions will be coming because this will help you to remember. Naram dadati. Naram is Bhagwan. Naram is knowledge. One who gives you knowledge, one who gives you Bhagwan is called Narad. Another definition. Narasya sambandhi agyanam dyati. Narasya sambandhi agyanam dyati. Dyati. You see, in Hindi, there is a word called nar. Nar is that umbilical cord which is connected with the navel of the baby with the placenta of mother. This nar is considered as the represent the cycle of birth and death. The one who cuts this nar, this agyan, so that you can come out of the cycle of birth and death is called Narad. That means one who removes your ajnan is Narad. It is said Narad is born out of the sankalpa of Brahmaji. It was the sankalpa of Brahmaji. Now the rishis should come, and all the 10 rishis came from the different parts of Brahmaji. So it is said whenever there is a sankalp of a spiritual knowledge in any person, that sankalp manifests as a Narad. Are you getting it? If any sankalp in any seeker comes in his mind that I want spiritual knowledge, that sankalp of a seeker for spiritual knowledge will manifest as a Narad. Narad means Naram Dadati Iti Narad. One which gives you knowledge, one which gives you bhakti, one which gives you Bhagwan. That is Narad. So your sankalp will manifest in your guru, which will come and give you knowledge. So different stories are there where Narad Muni gave help devotee to the Dhruva. He gave Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. By one mantra, he reached Bhagwan. He got the darshan of Bhagwan. To Prahlad mother. Who is Prahlad mother? Kayadhu. Father, Hiranyakashipu. The family is Asur. But Kayadhu got the satsang when she was pregnant with Prahlad. At that time, Prahlad came to know what is good living. And after that, his birth, he was always a devotee of law. Satsang, Narad. Then, he also advised Kans. What did he advise? First, the Akashvani was there, the eighth child of the Devaki will kill you. And he was convinced that seven need not be killed. Is it not so? Who gave the advice to Kans to kill all the seven? Why? Because he wanted, if he does these sins, then he will be quick to be killed and will get liberated. Only this much sin is baki hai uska. Paap ka ghada bharne mein only this much is baki. Let him fill this all this thing and he will be liberated. Pat, khatam. So what was the aim? Liberation of Kans. It is not necessary that it by this way, Gyan Marg or Bhakti Marg or this Marg. It can be other Marg also. Then to he persuaded Ravan to get entangled in the Bali's tail. So Bali had a super power that whosoever comes to fight with you, he will take half of the power. So he advised Ravan, Bali ka poonch pakad lo. And Bali is jumping from one tree to another with the Ravan also. People are seeing the Najara. Ye kya ho raha hai? Narada. So Narad's mission of his life is that whatever his father said, he did that. What was the instruction by his father? His instruction was, Brahmaji's instruction was, Yatha niranam bhagavati dridha bhakti bhavishyati sarvatmani akiladhare iti sankalpa varnaya. You take this sankalpa that you will give bhakti. And where is the Lord? Atmani. He is already with all beings. Another interesting aspect of Narad Muni is that he is respected in Devlok and Asurlok, in both lokas. Devtas also respect him and the Asur also respect him. Even Rakshas also respect him. You know? Dev, Asur and Rakshas. There is no difference. for him in Devata and Asur. You see, the Ratnakar Dasyu. Ratnakar was a rakshas, na? He used to steal money from all the people who are passing through that. And you know the story. Then after that, he told Ratnakar, what are you doing? You will be responsible for this sin. He said, no, my family, I am doing for them. So they will share. He said, okay, you go and find out. And you know the story, he came back, he said, no, my family have said, they will not share my sin. And that person was changed and became ultimately Valmiki Ram, wrote Ramayana. So Dasyu Ratnakar was turned into Valmiki. Then Vedvyasji, who has written Mahabharata also, written commentary and compiled all the Vedas, was sitting dejected at the bank of River Saraswati. To him he advised that you write Bhagavatam. You have written everything, but you have not written anything about the Leela of Bhagwan. Therefore, you are not feeling complete. After compiling all the four Vedas and writing so many Puranas also, you have not done this thing, therefore you are dejected. So advising Vedvyas also, advising Dasyu also, different type of advices. So according to the standard of devotee, he gives instruction. So there are different methods for sattvic people, for rajasic people, or tamasic people. Narada is most compassionate, kind-hearted, and humorous. Therefore, we call him Vinod Priya. Always humorous. Vinod Priya. So this much is sufficient background for Naradji. So we'll chant Devarsi Naradaya Namo Nama. Please chant Devarsi Naradaya.
Devarsi Naradaya Namo Namaha.
Devarsi Naradaya Namo Namaha. That Narad Muni gave us this Bhakti Sutra. It is called Narad Bhakti Sutra. So the question is, what is Bhakti? First question will come, what is Bhakti? So Bhakti, for the simple meaning, what we understand is a devotion. But his whole book will discuss about the Bhakti, 84 sutras. And all misunderstandings will all go away. What is Bhakti? We think it is a very simple thing. Naradji will explain what is Bhakti. Next word is Sutra. What is the definition of Sutra? The Sutra, one indicator, one meaning is Suchanat Sutra Ityahu. Suchanat Sutra iti ahu. This is one definition. Suchana means indication, giving notice, some indicator. Like in army, you might have seen that one battalion is other battalion is somewhere else. There was no communication. How they will communicate? Okay, if I fire one time, this means this, two times this. Suchana. Indication. So it is brief. And in physics, chemistry, we also get the formula. Formula is also called sutra. What is the formula for water? H2O. It's sutra. What is the formula for mind? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. 100 times I have told you. What is mind? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Consciousness mind minus thought is equal to sutra. This is called sutra.
That is the sutra of consciousness. Mind minus thought.
So you can say aphorism or maxim. Another meaning of sutra is the thread, sutta, sutra. When we make a garland, what happens? We put different type of flowers and make a garland. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has sutre maniganaiva. Sutre manigana. There is a sutra and everything is strung on that. Similarly, this bhakti sutra is what? This book is like a thread and all principles of devotion are strung. So it is a sutra on which all the principles of devotions are strung together. This book is garland of bhakti. This whole book is a garland of bhakti. 84 sutras are there in a garland form. Now the definition of sutra. What are the qualities of sutra? What many things are to be taken care before you write a sutra? That he said, alpaksharam, alpaksharam, asandigdham, alpaksharam, alpakshar, asandigdham, asandigdham, sarvat, Biswato mukham, astobham, anavadyam, cha sutram, sutravido viduhu, those who are knowledgeable about the sutra, they define sutra this way. What is the definition? Alpaksharam, asandigdham, sarvat, visvato mukham, astobham, anavadyam cha, sutram, sutra vidho viduhu. So a sutra should have these six qualities. Alpaksharam, alpaksharam, not too many words, brief. Alpaksharam, minimum word, asandigdham, should be doubt free, clear. Doubt should not come by seeing the word. Sarvat, it should be meaningful. Unnecessary words should not be put in there. Sarvat, meaningful word. Biswato mukham means covering all directions. Covering all directions means covering all aspects of that subject. If you are giving a formula, that formula should take care of everything of that subject. Biswato mukham, astobham. Astobham, one meaning is that there is no superfluous word in that, and second meaning is akatyam, no one can refute it. No one can refute it. Akatyam. So alpaksharam, very brief, very few words. Asandigdham, no doubt. It should be very clear. Sarvat, it should be meaningful. Biswato mukham, it should take care of all the aspects of that subject. Astobham, no superfluous word, and it is irrefutable. Then anavadyam. Anavadyam means flawless. There is no grammatical mistake. There is no mistake of any principle of Vedanta. No grammatical mistake, no mistake of principle of Vedanta. This is called sutra. So the knower of sutra, they say so. So now you have got the definition of sutra. Okay. Vedic literature are all in sutra form. Sutra form they are there. Why? Because it is easy to memorize. even in your physics, chemistry formula, mathematics formula, remember formula, apply it, and you get the result. Similarly, Panini grammar, the whole grammar is in the sutra form. Few words, one sutra, that will be applicable for the grammar. Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. What is yoga? Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Alpaksharam Sutra. Then comes Jaimini also, Muni. He wrote Karma Mimansa. How to do karma? We call it Purva Mimansa. Then Ved Vyasji, he wrote Brahma Sutra. Again, in sutra form. Gautam Muni, he wrote Nyasa Sutra. No, Nyaya Sutra. Then Sandilya Bhakti Sutra. But that is not very popular. Narad Bhakti Sutra, more popular. Sandilya also wrote. His definition of bhakti will also come. We will study that. But Narad Bhakti Sutra is more popular. This is sutra. Then a question may come, what is mantra? What is mantra? Mananath Trayate Iti Mantra. Mananath Trayate Iti Mantra. That by which, only by chanting or only by remembering, Mananath Trayate, it protects you. It's called mantra. Like Mahamrityunjaya Mantra, like Shanti Mantra, Om Purnamada, Shanti Mantra. Sahana Bhavatu, Shanti Mantra. Different types of, there are many, many mantras are there. Then another one thing may come into your mind, what is sloka? People ask this question in Bhagavad Gita, is it a mantra? Is it a sloka? Or it is sutra. What is sloka? Sloka comes from shru dhatu. Shru dhatu means hearing. And the beauty of the sloka is that in the two lines there are four padas and each pad has got eight letters, eight alphabets. So 8 + 8, 16 + 16, 32 will be the total alphabets in the sloka. It is a song. It is very melodious. When we chant Bhagavad Gita, it is melodious. We will not discuss about the Ramayana, Chaupai, Doha, Sotha. This is different. So we confine ourselves up to this here. So what is bhakti? Bhakti comes from the bhaj dhatu. In bhaj govindam, you have seen the bhaj has got three meanings. To worship, to serve, to love. Bhaj means to worship, to serve, and to love. Or to gain knowledge also. But the popular meaning is bhakti. Bhaj means bhakti. Now sutra 1.
अथातो भक्तिम व्याख्यास्यामः together अथातो भक्तिम व्याख्यास्यामः अथ
now the doctrine of devotion will be expounded. Achha. Athato, atha. You see, two words are very auspicious. You will find many scriptures starting with atha and om. Atha and om. Or in many books you will find Mangalacharan is there. Like in Vivek Chudamani, we chant Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gurutta. This is Mangalacharan. But if we start with Om and Atha, that itself is Mangalacharan. So both are auspicious, Om and Atha, and no Mangalacharan is needed there. How auspicious it is, like when we do puja, we ring bell, is it not so? So ringing of the bell is auspicious. Why it is auspicious? Hundred times I have explained the step of Ghantanada. There are two things. One is the attracting the attention of Lord, and second thing is it makes Om sound. Therefore it is auspicious. So like Ghantanad is auspicious, similarly the word Om and Atha is auspicious. So Atha means now or thereafter. Now, and one meaning is Atha is now. Now means I am going to expound about the bhakti. Atha also means thereafter. When are you qualified for that? Are you getting it? Athato brahma jigyasa. Brahma sutra starts with that. That means who is the qualified person? Sadhan chatushtha sampan adhikari. He should study. If you are not sadhan chatushtha sampan, now you can open your page number 8. I want to make you a little bit attentive. It is here, last line you say, last line of page 8. According to Ramanuj, the teacher of Vishishta Advait, there are 7 qualifications necessary in a seeker who plans to pursue devotion. Did you get it? I hope all of you have got book in your hand. If not, Ramanujacharya says that you should have 7 types of qualifications, 7 before you enter into bhakti. First is vivek, second is vimukha, third is abhyasa, fourth is kriya, fifth is kalyana, sixth is anavasada, and seventh is anuddharsa. So what is vivek? This is not our vivek of tattvabodh, or here it is vivek of discrimination in food. If you want to start bhakti, discriminate in food first. Now food, where will I get the instruction? I am not going to tell you in detail. Refer chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, slok number 8 to 10. It tells you about sattvic, rajasic and tamasic food. Freedom from desire, vimukha. Same thing is there in path of knowledge also. In Sthirta Pragya lectures, Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan. All kamana should be reduced to zero. No kamana. Similarly, freedom from desire. No desire. This is not post qualification. This is pre-qualification. Then practice, abhyas. How long the abhyas is to be continued? How long we have to continue abhyas? Patanjali. Patanjali yoga sutra. The sutra is given. What is the sutra? Sat udirga kal nairantra satkar asebito drudabhumi. By abhyas, what will help? What will happen? You will abide in that. Therefore, the practice is required. Abhyasa. Okay. What is fourth? Habit of doing good to others, kriya. Jagat Isidhi Yukta Sevanan Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam Upadesar. Then purity in thought, word and deed, Kaya Vacha Mansa, straightforward. We have studied in Bhagavad Gita also. And then non-violence, charity and such other virtues, Kalyana, you must have the qualifications. Cheerfulness, when you are sitting before the Lord doing the puja, don't have a long face, dejected. Cheerfulness. Therefore our Gurudev used to say, keep smiling always, keep smiling. Then absence of excessive hilariousness, that is, don't get overexcited. Artha means you should have these qualifications to be successful in bhakti, to reach parabhakti, which is equivalent to Brahma Gyan. So Brahma Gyan and parabhakti is one and same. By knowledge you go to the Brahma Gyan, then parabhakti comes. Or you can go to the bhakti mark, parabhakti, which is equivalent to Brahma Gyan. Acha. Never knew all these things about that. Acha, have you studied chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita? Bhakti Yoga. Many Swamijis must have taught you chapter 12. I also did once here. There are 35 qualities in chapter 12, slok number 13 to 20. And there are 5 waves which Bhagwan says, I love these devotees. Devotees which have got these qualifications, I love them. We all say, I love Bhagwan. But we have to see whether Bhagwan loves us or not. Bhagwan says, I love these devotees who has got these 35 qualifications given in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. I am not going to go into detail of that. Vyakhyasyama, you see, the nobility, the humbleness of Naradji, he is not saying, I am saying. We are saying. We are saying means, he is representing all the bhakti gurus. It is not his own creation, he has taken from many gurus and now he is producing this. Therefore, Vyakhyasana. Like if you are working in a company, maybe you are in a car company, you are fitting tire only. So what are you doing in Chrysler company? Oh, we produce cars. We don't say I. Similarly, Naraji is saying, we are going to tell you about bhakti. When Naraji met Ratnakar, he didn't find that he is fit for knowledge. For knowledge, sadhat chatushtaya sampanna adhikari naam moch sadhan bhutam tattva vigay prakara bhakshama. Naraji knew the knowledge also. I must tell you one more thing about Naraji. Naraji was knower of 64 kalas. 64 kalas. Like we have got 1 degree, 2 degrees or 3 degrees from university, we think we are many kalas. But after getting 64 kalas, Naraji was still unhappy. He went to his 4 brothers, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, said, I know all these things. First they asked, what do you know? He said, I know these things. Still I am not happy. So they gave, Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar gave knowledge of self to Naraji, then he became complete. So Naraji got knowledge from his brothers. So Naraji knows that knowledge also. To Ratnakar he didn't give that. Why? He is not Sadhan Chantushtya Sampanna. How can he give? So what name he gave? Nam Smaranam. He said, Ram Ram Karo. He gave him the Ram Naam. And Ratnakar was not able to chant Ram. He was chanting Mara. Mara, 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 Ram. Oh, become Ram, you see. So Naraji thought, Naam Smarnad Anya Upai Nahi Pasyama Bhavatarne. For him, for Ratnakar, for crossing this Bhavsagar, Naam is sufficient. I should give him the name. Then Tulsidasi says, Ulta Naam Japat Jagajana Balmiki Bhai Brahma Samana. Ulta Naam Japat. Instead of japing by doing the chanting the name Ram Ram Ram, he was chanting Mara Mara Mara. And he became Balmiki, who is Brahma Saman. Brahma Saman ultimately got the knowledge of self. Brahma Saman means you become Brahman only. So idea is that whether you take the name of Lord Ulta, Sidha, or in anger, or in sitting quietly, in whatever may be way, emotions, whatever bhav is there, does not matter. What matters is the name. Now the question comes, what is bhakti? This much is preamble. What is bhakti, we'll discuss in next class. So if possible, write down all the definitions. I will not ask you. You can safely come to class. I will not ask you, but for your reflection, please note down, reflect on it, meaning of Narad, another definition of sutra, mantra, sloka. What is the difference in all these things? What is the meaning of atha? What are the pre-qualification of a bhakta? You see, the bhakti is very easy. Bhakti is very easy. Even at some places we will find, even if you are the done PhD in sins, you have committed all hatyas and all that, but the moment you start bhakti, ananya bhakti, you will be considered as Mahatma. Gita says that. Gita says that also. But these some qualifications are needed. You can go through chapter 12, slok number 13 to 20.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. For the next class, please, all of you bring your notebooks, take down the notes, and all of you should have the book. If you don't have, then please get it. Hari Om.